When I emerge into the kitchen on Sunday morning, Will is making breakfast and listening to BBC Radio 6. He looks solemn as he scrambles the eggs and adds various herbs, as if he's doing something momentously important. Will looks like this doing most things. It's highly endearing. I don't make half as much effort with breakfast as Will does. I usually come down late after Will. He's an early riser and I prefer to sleep in, and just grab cereal. I sit down at the kitchen table and pour myself some shreddies. Morning, I say. Hello. Will puts a piece of bread in the toaster. I watch him for a while, mustering courage to restart Thursday night's conversation. I'm itching to find out more and I'm desperate to know what to do next. Is Will seeing the person he saw on Thursday again? Is he going to meet someone new? Do we organise another date night like last time? Or was that just to get us started and now it's a free-for-all and I'm supposed to go out with other people anytime I want? So I realised I didn't get to hear much about your evening, I venture. How was it? Will is silent as he takes the pan off the heat and butters his toast. For a second, I think he hasn't heard me, but then he says, I think it's best if we don't talk about it. I don't want to upset you. I'm disappointed, especially as he knows how my evening went. I suppose that makes sense. He's only trying to save my feelings. Fliss did say to communicate, but also that knowing what to communicate was important. Do I really want to hear about whether Will had a good time on his date with another woman? I mean, yes, it's all I've been thinking about for days, but possibly only for self-destructive reasons. Maybe he's right. I would only get upset, and why would I want to make myself sad? Okay, you're probably right, I admit.